everybody. Good morning from AT&T Park, as it looks like it's going to be a nice day out here. A lot better than the last two nights weather-wise. We are in that cycle of time here in the Bay Area. You get a lot of the fog coming in and wind, and we've had it the last couple of nights out here at AT&T Park as the Colorado Rockies are in town. There was a time when the Rockies were the panacea for the San Francisco Giants. They would come in and the Giants would knock them all over the place. Little different now. Rockies are pitching a lot better and they're playing great on the road. Haven't played that well at home. They're not hitting the ball that well. But on the road, believe it or not, the Colorado Rockies are 18-9. That's correct, 18-9 on the road, and they're 7-11 at home. The Giants are going to be there at the end of the next road trip. But for the Giants, they're now 12-10 at home, 10-14 on the road, and they've lost 7 of 10. So last night, just to bring you up to date, if you're just getting up here and on this Saturday morning, Giants lost 6-1 to the Rockies last night. And it was one of those nights for Derek Holland where the right-handed hitters got to him again, gave the Giants, took him into the sixth inning, and Bruce Bochy tried to squeeze a little bit more out of him, and he ended up giving up a fourth run that put the Giants down 4-1 at the time. But those right-handed hitters, my goodness, they hit him hard, and they hit him for extra bases, and Ian Desmond drove in 4 last night. The last one, a fly ball that was up there a long time that Austin Jackson couldn't get to in center field, which highlighted another problem once again for defense in center field for the Giants. At some point, they're going to have to come to grips with it and deal with it. And Austin Jackson is not here to be the ultimate center fielder, but he's getting a lot of playing time. And at some point, the Giants are going to have to deal with that. So the Rockies end up winning the game 6-1. Kyle Freeland pitched a really good game for Bud Black last night. The left-hander has pitched well against the Giants before, and they've gotten to him as well. But last night, it was all Kyle Freeland. The Giants had 15 outs on the ground last night. Now, forget it, there's only 27 outs in the game, and they had 9 strikeouts. So 24 of the 27 outs were ground balls, a lot to Nolan Arenado, and then 9 strikeouts. So this sort of fell into the pattern that we saw as the Giants struggled on that last road trip, losing 4 to the Phillies and the first 2 to Pittsburgh. So the Giants are home. They've lost 3 in a row. Of course, they took the series against the Reds 2 games out of 3. And now here in this 4-game series with the Rockies, they are down 2 games here, and they face the prospect of beating a very good pitcher today to try to at least get a salvage a split in this series before heading out on the road. They'll be off Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday in Houston. And I think one of the beat writers told me it looks like Garrett Cole and Verlander against the Giants next week in Houston. They've had luck with Garrett Cole, but he is spinning the ball a lot better with the Houston Astros, and they're going to see him next week. For the Giants, it's just keeping afloat until everybody comes back. As I've said many times to everyone, to me, this looks like a second-half season. That is what is going to determine who wins this National League West. Arizona's got another injury. Souza now is out. He's got a pectoral muscle issue. Arizona has really sort of fallen apart. They've lost 8 of 10, and they have only a half-a-game lead now over the Rockies. The Giants are 4 back. They are 2 under 500, 46 games down, another 16 till we get that magic 62 mark when you have 100 left. So out of those 16, I'd like to see the Giants win 10 or 11 if they could to get to 32-33 wins by that 62 mark. That's sort of the goal that I like to set each year. But I really do believe the Giants are going to be a second-half team. Madison Bumgarner is going to come back. He's going to be healthy when he comes back. There's nothing wrong with the arm. That pinky really set him back. But last year, it was a shoulder that really gave him trouble. Johnny Cueto, I have a theory on Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto has pitched with pain before. This year he pitched with pain. He was terrific. He gave Giants such good starts. And all of a sudden the pain ramped up a little bit, and I think it scared him. And he reported it. Once you get an MRI in this world, if you gave everyone an MRI, they'd find something on everybody. And they found some inflammation in that elbow. But look, he went to see Dr. James Andrews. And when you go to see a surgeon, they want to operate. That's their job. They generally don't tell you no. Well, Dr. Andrews said no. just rested for a couple of months and then you come back. So I think for Johnny Cueto, probably has to understand that he's going to be pitching with some pain. But I think he is going to come back, and I think he is going to be here for the second half of the season. Samardzija pitched much better last night, not last night, but Thursday night. Giants are getting six innings now. Suarez gave him six, Samardzija gave him six, and Holland gave him a little bit more. So Giants are starting to get that at least six innings out of the starting pitcher. And I think for Samardzija, he's going to be a lot better in the second half. The big question mark for me, and I think the bullpen's going to be better too, Mark Melancon, we're going to hear from him a little bit this morning. He goes out on a rehab Monday, and he's another guy that's going to have to learn to pitch with a little bit of pain. But if he can come back, it's a huge difference. A huge difference for this bullpen that needs him back in there. So those are the second half guys, so to speak, on the pitching staff. But then on the other side of the coin, you look at, for the Giants offensively, Mac Williamson hit a home run last night for Salt Lake City for the Sacramento River Cats. And if you watch the video of it, it was a pitch that was down. He went and got it and just exploded into the at-bat and the ball. I mean, just crushed it. Well, Mac has had the concussion. He's now on sort of a rehab to Sacramento. I know everybody wants to bring him back this morning to give the Giants a little bit more of that right-handed power, which they need. I don't think he'd be back today or tomorrow. I mean, they do send them on a rehab assignment for a specific reason, that is to get your timing. But I think we will see him certainly on the trip when they go into Houston, which is a right-handed hitter's paradise. It's a home run park. Of course, you're facing a very tough pitching staff there. But he should be there next week. And then the center field situation, at some point they're going to have to deal with the defensive part of it, I think, with Steven Duggar. At some point, they're just going to have to give him a shot up here. I know he's not hit as well in Sacramento as they've wanted, but at some point that defense with this pitching staff is going to make a difference. And I think if you can sacrifice the hitting a little bit, I think the defense is there. And I said this in spring training when we left spring training. If they rely on Duggar's offense to turn the season around, it's big trouble. Because obviously Williamson looks like he could break through, but you've got the right fielder, you got McCutchen, you got Belt having a career season for him. Panic will be back at second base. Hanson will be back for depth. Crawford's having perhaps his best season right now at shortstop. Longoria is still a solid player, even though he hates to walk. He will not walk. He swings the bat. And then you get Posey. So those are the guys that have to make it happen. So again, I'll say it. I think it's a second-half team. I think they'll straighten the pitching out in the second half. Now, the guy today is a big part of that, and that is Chris Stratton. Chris Stratton out of Mississippi State. He's 27 years old. Only his 30th game in the big leagues today, his 20th start. But he was terrific last year. He was solid in spring training. He was solid as the season started. But all of a sudden, things sort of spiraled out of control for him. He went back east when they had the baby. He's come back and really has not pitched very well. His last four games, and this is what's got to get straightened out for the second half, and he should be the fourth starter. Hopefully, Cueto will be back and Stratton will be where he belongs as the fourth starter. But his last four games, 17 innings, 25 hits, 18 runs, six homers in 17 innings. He's only given up six the whole year. 12 walks and 17 strikeouts for him. He's made nine starts. The team is 6-3. Of the six homers, four have been solos. Runners in scoring position, they're hitting .300 off him. But in sense of today's game, which is a game you'd like to win, you're facing a very tough pitcher in John Gray. He is one of the premier right-handed pitchers in the National League. Stratton at home here, he's got a 7 earned run average and a whip of putting people on base of 2.00. So Stratton is a big part of what could happen in the second half, but he's got to get it together and find that spin rate on the curveball or whatever else he was doing and get back to the command and keep the ball in the park and give the Giants the six innings that he was giving them earlier in the year. In his nine starts, believe it or not, because he's gotten knocked out a lot, He's only pitched 48 innings in the 9 starts, so he's not even averaging 6 innings a start. So that's the second half scenario for me. I think it's a second half team. I think the Dodgers are still a team that you've got to watch. The Rockies obviously are a solid team. They've got a good bullpen. Bud Black is a guru of pitchers, and he's got his pitching staff, even it's a young staff, at least getting out of the gate and pitching well on the road. And then you get Arizona, still a solid team, but Goldschmidt, my goodness, he had that elbow injury last September. Since then, he's just been a shell of himself, so we'll see how that affects the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then you put the Giants in the mix. The Dodgers are going to get some people back, and there's really a long, long, long way to go. And my thought is, of all these teams, and I'm going to include everybody in there, probably except San Diego, whoever plays the best out of those last 2 months, August and September, will win the division. And I put the Giants in that category as well. I think they can win the division because if they could be healthy in August and get some of the younger players up here to help, August is a tough month. You want young legs in August. And then September, just be close. And then, as I always use the phrase, the pros take over in September. And I think that's where McCutchen and Longoria and Posey and Crawford and these guys who have been there before and the pitching staff will take over, and the bullpen as well. So I think the Giants, you know, I don't look at it microscopically. If you look at it that way every day, it'll drive you nuts because, you know, they 9 strikeouts, 15 ground balls last night. Of course, you hit the ball well against Cincinnati, and now we'll see what happens the next couple of days. So you can't look at it and get caught up in the day-by-day. You have to sort of look at it and where you think it's going, and that's where I think this thing is going. So the one wild card for me is I think the Giants need another pitcher. I think they need a starting pitcher. I think Ty Block is going to be a tremendous asset for this club coming out of the bullpen. He can get 9 outs, and he can do it. He can take you from the 6th to the 8th, and I think he's going to be a tremendous asset once he goes into the bullpen. For Andrew Suarez, probably needs a little bit more time. Still has to learn how to pitch and not put the ball over the center of the plate and give up that big home run as he did to Duval, which kind of sunk him in his game against the Reds. It's got to pitch a little bit better. And for Derek Holland, I think you see it. He's a very credible pitcher. He hangs in there. He's tough. But the right-handed hitters just hit him big time and slugged big numbers against him. So I think the Giants need a pitcher. And Bob Rose was with us, former PR director of the Giants, at our dinner at Original Joe's on Wednesday night. And we had a great time. It really was a good time. And we have our June dinner coming up. And our question today, by the way, before I say what Bob Rose said at the dinner, the score of the game, Giants and Rockies, what will be the score today? You can tweet it in at Baseball Marty. And the tiebreaker is the number of pitches the Giants will throw today, the number of pitches that the Giant pitchers will throw today. So you could say Giants are going to win 6-5, and they'll throw 150 pitches. And that's the way you'd answer it at Baseball Marty, or Raph is there at 808-5627, 808-KMBR. He is there for that. Carmen is with me here in the bunker. We're going to be out at the public house at about 10 or so. Adam Copeland is setting up out there, and we've got a good show for you coming up. All right, getting back to Bob Rose. So we make crazy predictions, you know, which I've enjoyed doing on the show as we get ready for the season. And his crazy prediction was John Lackey. He's going to get in shape, and the Giants are going to sign John Lackey somehow or other to be one of those veteran starters. I think they need one more starter. I really do, for the second half of the season. So that was his crazy prediction. Last thing I want to mention is we take a nice review of where we are on this date here in May. Plenty of season left to go. Memorial Day is the conclusion of the next road trip, which we will have a show that day. I'll be on Memorial Day for you. But Hunter Pence is the last one. Hunter Pence is hitting the ball really, really well at Sacramento. And he's tried everything. In spring training, he tried to change his stance. Didn't work. Went back to the old stance. Got off to a terrible start. Got the sprained thumb. and gave the reason, the Giants, a good reason to rehab him and send him down to Sacramento where he's been. Now, didn't hit it all at Sacramento, but the light came on and he called the guru, the Justin Turner, Mack Williamson guru down in L.A. He's changed his stance. He now looks like Mack Williamson. He looks like Jay Buhner. And he's hitting the heck out of the ball at Sacramento. So Pence will be back. And it's going to be interesting to see how they get him back. But as Bochy said, they like to see about 40 at-bats with the new stance right now. And I think he's got maybe 10 or 12, something like that, maybe a few more. So I think Williamson comes back. And then I think Pence is going to be up here as well. Giants have to do something to get a little bit more of that punch back, those homers that they were hitting earlier. And I think Pence is the other one to talk about. So that's my review here on a Saturday morning. We've got a good show for you. Owen Poindexter is going to join us at 9:30. And he does a great job for The Athletic. And the numbers, the analytics that he comes up with really explains a lot of what's going on with the Giants, and especially with Chris Stratton and Crawford, Suarez and Belt and people like that. So very informative. So he's going to join us at 9:30. But other than that, we'll take a short break. We came in this morning with the hot dog rolls, the hot dogs, all sorts of beer. And Carmen, what else did you see coming in today?
Saw some mustard.
Mustard, very
big
good.
Big jars of mustard. Saw the beer, saw the hot dogs, saw all that too.
Yeah, it's Saturday morning at the ballpark. And as I say, it's a private party 81 times a year for everybody. So it is Saturday. We're out here. We'll be with you, of course, for our pregame. Then this afternoon, our postgame will only go to 5:40 today. 5:40 today on KMBR, they're going to have the Celtics and Cavaliers game. So we're going to be off at 5:40 today. So a lot of baseball to talk about. John Gray pitching today for the Rockies, Chris Stratton for the Giants. And we've got baseball in another day in the chapter, another piece of the mosaic as we get through the season. All right, more coming up right after this on the Sports Leader.